All right, welcome back. It's May 28th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our news banter edition. Welcome to AIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, hot take incoming, yeah? Any club with more European Cups than half the leagues on the continent have combined gets a permanent Champions League wildcard, no arguments. And frankly, if Ruud Gullit says AC Milan belong in the Champions League, I don't know who the hell is going to argue with him. Bloke won two European Cups there. His opinion carries more weight than every random hot take from reports out of China earlier today put together. Come on.
Hold on. Are you actually serious right now? You're telling me a club that bottled a home win against relegation battling Cagliari on the final day deserves a spot in the Champions League? Nah, that's mad. They had their fate entirely in their own hands and chucked it. Simple as that. Also, for what it's worth, I got a source at Carrington who says Ten Hag's keeping tabs on Leo ahead of the transfer window. Just saying.
Piss off with that fake Carrington source, mate. You invented that bloke back in 2021 when you were dead wrong about Sancho's transfer fee, and you still trot him out every time you want to make a point. Look, Gullit's not saying they earned it this season, alright? He's saying a club of Milan's size is supposed to be in the Champions League full stop. It's like your local chippy running out of salt and vinegar on a Friday night. It's just fundamentally wrong when it's missing.
Objectively, club history doesn't get you European spots. Points do. If you look at the numbers, their XG dropped off a cliff in the final 10 games. Allegri couldn't fix that no matter what he tried. And don't get me started on that whole rediscover Italian football DNA bollocks. They've missed three World Cups in a row, for Christ's sake. It's not like it's the middle of the day and football Twitter's already acting completely normal. Which is to say, not normal at all, where you can just lean on nostalgia to paper over all the cracks.
Wait, no, hang on. He's got a point about the defending. Come on. They won Euro 2020 off the back of Bonucci and Chiellini shutting everyone down. Now they're conceding left, right, and center against teams like Bosnia? And don't act like you wouldn't snap 40-year-old Modric up for your FPL team right now. You told me last week you were staying up till 1 a.m. trawling Croatian football accounts to check if Modric was fit enough to slot into your FPL wildcard draft.
All right, fair, fine. Modric would walk into that 90s Milan side. Gullit played in and he'd walk into my FPL team if he wasn't one knock away from being out for 6 weeks. But back to Leo. Yeah, Gullit says it's all mental with him, right? I reckon if he has a banger World Cup, Milan get £80 million plus for him. If not, they're stuck with a moody winger who doesn't turn up for half the season.
Oh, I'll absolutely take that bet. If Leo scores more than two goals at the World Cup, you have to wear a full 90s Gullit Milan shirt to our next pub meetup. No hoodie over it, no exceptions. If not, I'll buy you that 6-pint Carling bucket you've been begging for months. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.